And we're immediately back in session as the delegates assembly to hear a teller's report, which was sent to me and I believe to the secretary. And let me ask Terry, I report the results. Is that the idea?
Now they're starting the other one.
Okay.
So the results are sent to me by the teller. Is that right? I report them. You muted yourself, Terry. Yeah. Okay. I can't hear you, but
the results I got for the two elections, we have the listener sponsor representative directors, and we have three people elected. Lawrence Reyes, elected on the first round, James Osborne, elected on the first round, and Elizabeth Van Gunten, elected on the fifth round. And we have the results on the staff director election. We have a tie vote at this point. Ali Alexa, 12 votes on the first round, and Polina Vasilia, 12 votes on the first round.
So we'll have to design. Are those the correct results? Let me ask the teller. Asking the teller and the assistant teller, are those the votes as you tallied them? I'm sorry, we can't hear you, Terry. I don't know why your audio is off or something.
Now?
Yeah, now we hear you.
Okay.
Is this meeting still public? This is a listener.
Yes, this is a public meeting. The August Assembly was public itself, and the report of the results is certainly public.
Thank you.
Terry?
I was distracted, but I can read it again.
Sure, go ahead.
In the listener sponsor representative director election, Lawrence Reyes was elected, James Osborne was elected, and Elizabeth Van Gunten was elected. In the staff representative director election, we had a tie between both candidates, and I have a suggestion for how to resolve the tie.
Okay, so just to be clear to everyone that because it is already an instant runoff voting election, there's no further runoff available, and the mechanism that's specified is some form of random selection. I was once elected chair of this body on a 12-12 tie and a coin toss. I let the other candidate choose heads or tails, and they lost, and I won. So what's your suggestion for a mechanism?
Okay, yeah, the problem is that there's no witnesses on a Zoom call unless you really zoom up fast to a coin toss. So what we used at a recent KPFT election was the Dow Jones Industrial Average closing figure as reported by Yahoo.
Yeah.
So if you want me to go further, I can specify the web page and the digit and how it would be interpreted if you want to let Wall Street decide your election.
Paul, is your hand up still for a comment? Paul Roberson? You're muted, Paul.
Oh, I don't have a question. I think that's from
Okay, Earth. just left over. Okay.
Yeah,
I think you can, there's a way to lower your hand, I think.
Mansoor to stack.
There we go. Okay, I heard Bella and then Mansoor.
I object to the strategy. There has to be another way, and if we have to take another vote, let's do it. But I object to that outside source. I feel weird about that.
Okay, that is under the rules of STV and IRV voting, when you have a tie as a result of the process of STV or IRV, then you find some random method of making the choice. And that's also widely used in governmental elections. It was used recently in a couple of elections in this election cycle.
Jan Goodman, I have a suggestion.
Okay. Well, Mansoor was next, I think, and then Jan. ahead, Mansoor.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. By the way, you're doing a very good job this meeting, Michael. You're keeping it straight and very as calm as possible.
All right, thank you. But please get to your point.
Yes. I do want to I do trust Terry Goodman and John. So I have no objections for Terry to toss a coin and catch it in his hand and show us the toss up. And before we do that, both candidates can say who wants to have tail and who wants to have head. So I trust Terry Goodman for his work. Thank you.
Okay, Lawrence to the stack.
Okay, we have Jan and then Lawrence, and then let's try to wrap it up if we can. I think the body also has to vote to accept the or verify the results. Is that right, Terry? Yeah, you're muted. Try again.
Actually, we're at a meeting, so when you declare the results, if there's no point of order objecting to the results as declared, there's nothing to ratify.
Okay, great. So let's try to settle it at the meeting is what I'm saying. Jan, you had another proposal?
Oh, I was going to say, I actually like Mansoor's proposal because it can be done right here. Mm-hmm. And right easily right now. I was going to say, alternatively, somebody could could call in with their cell phone and they could flip a coin and then focus on it. You know, Terry could do that also, but I think he could flip it and just show whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, it comes up.
Okay. Someone else wanted to speak? Was that Lawrence or?
Yeah. Yes, Misha.
Yeah, go ahead, Lawrence.
So the bylaws, I believe, stipulate that there be a random alternative process. I trust both. I trust Terry. I know him ever since I was a little kid. And I know John Gary as well, and they are very trusted people. So whatever suggested method they engage is okay with me.
Okay, so as the chair, I would say it would be preferable to resolve it today while we're in the meeting and settle the matter one way or the other. Are the two candidates find a coin toss acceptable?
This is Holina. I do.
Okay, and Ali?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll take tails.
So, okay. I was going to ask Paulina first, but that's what we did when I was in the tie. The female candidate got to choose, but...
All right. Whatever. I don't care.
Paulina, do you have a preference for head or tails?
Not at all. We're good.
Okay, so if it's tails, it's Ali. If it's heads, it's Paulina. And Terry, you're going to flip the coin?
Okay, we didn't have the option because at KPFT because we didn't have video. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes, we hear you.
Okay. But we need to clarify how the results are going to be interpreted because under the bylaws, you're drawing straws to see who is eliminated, not to see who wins. I want to know who is eliminated on heads, for example.
Okay, so I'm sorry. We flipped the coin to see who's eliminated. Ali called tails. If it comes up heads, means Ali's Molina's eliminated.
Right.
What? Okay.
Ali's
eliminated.
If it comes
up. Oh, yeah. If it comes up.
Ali's eliminated if it's heads, and Paulina's eliminated if it's tails.
What? Let's just decide one way or the other. I don't care which one it is. It's 50-50 either way.
Heads I win, tails you lose, right?
No, 50-50. So which is it? Terry, you say.
May I speak, Mansoor?
Go ahead, Mansoor.
Thank you. I think if Ali calling for tails, if tails comes, he wins to stay on the board. And if heads come, then Paulina stays on the board. That's, you call your shots, you win.
Yeah.
Is everybody content with that understanding and explanation? If it's tails, Ali Lexa is the director for staff. And if it's heads, Paulina Vasiliev is the director for staff. Everybody's clear? Well, Terry is,
This is Felina. I have a suggestion.
Okay.
There are also randomizers online. You know, like you can do random dice or random draw a random number between 1 and 2, something like that, right? You know, where we, I mean, it will be more visible. I mean, it doesn't matter if
the
going, I can do
coin the problem I had with that was having everybody see the same random number at the same time.
Mm.
Okay, a lot of those randomizers are not actually random, so I think we're
That's
okay
true.
With the coin toss.
Yeah, we're good with the coin toss, yeah.
We have precedent for it here at this LSB. Okay. As I said, I was elected chair on a coin toss a number of years ago. And so with the general understanding that Terry's going to flip a coin. If it's heads, it's Polina. If it's tails, it's Ali, who gets on the PNB. Okay, go ahead.
Michael, okay. This is Eric. Terry's going to flip it in plain view of all of us, right?
On yeah, so every, we're gonna everybody's going to go to speaker mode. If you go to speaker view and Terry speaks, we'll see Terry.
And I'm going to try to show the side that is up on my hand.
Okay, the first thing, the first thing is to show us the coin and show that it has two sides.
Let's see.
That's heads. That's
Wait,
tails.
Is that a dime or is that a nickel or is that a quarter?
It's a quarter.
It's a quarter.
Oh, okay. I agree. Quarter is good.
Okay.
Okay, so speak again, Terry.
Okay, I flipped the coin.
Everybody, Mansoor, stop. Okay, go
I've
ahead.
Not looked at it. Now I'll try to show it to the camera.
Terry, you got to flip the coin in front of us.
Okay, yeah. I'll do it again. I don't think I can.
Come on, Eric.
Maybe at a distance.
All right, everybody else stop talking, please.
Okay, is that satisfactory?
Yeah.
That's fine. Show us what the result was.
When you talk, it becomes the speaker view. So just that.
Excuse me. Stop talking so we can see Terry only.
What is it? Say something, Terry.
I have a
look.
Tails.
It was his tail.
Okay, so Ali is the staff director.
Oh, boy.
Watch what you wish for.
Oh, my mom will be so happy. She's been talking to me like, stop this. You're doing way too much work. That's so good. That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you for your service.
Yes, thank you. Polina, thank everybody for a fairly successful set of meetings, given how much business we had to accomplish. Again, I urge people to think about making dilatory motions, such as motions to adjourn in the middle of a vote. Pardon my saying so. And we're done for the day. I'll save the chat again just in case.
Chair?
Yes?
May I send the teller's report to the entire LSB?
Yes, send it to the entire LSB and I guess make a notation that we did the coin flip and Ali Lexa was declared the winner.
That'll be in the report.
I guess we'll send it on to the PNB as well, since they need to know who they're seating, right? Thank you.
Chair, request for information. I believe it's the secretary's responsibility to inform the secretary of the PNB.
Okay, great. Thank you for that. So Janine will,
Nancy Sorden. If you don't have a contact information, Janine, I could give it to you.
I have Nancy's contact information, so I forward this whole teller's report to Nancy. Is that correct?
Right on.
Yeah, with the notation that about the coin flip. Thank you. All right, thanks, everybody. Have a good day. I have another meeting in 30 minutes.
Hey, Michael, may I speak for 10 seconds?
Okay, quickly, go ahead, Mansoor.
All right, thank you. Well, again, I want to thank you for conducting such a good meeting. And is it possible to refrain people for trying to conduct the meeting? That's all I'm asking for the next meeting. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm trying. All right, I have a meeting in 8 minutes, so I'm leaving, and speak to everybody soon.
Thank you, board.
Yeah.
Bye, y'all. Thank you.
So
Michael, is the meeting adjourned now? I'll cut the stream.
Yes, the meeting is adjourned.